A reading from the book of Numbers. The sons of Israel began to wail. "Who will give us meat to eat?" they said. "Think of the fish we used to eat free in Egypt, the cucumbers, melons, leeks, onions, and garlic. Here we are wasting away, stripped of everything. There is nothing but manna for us to look at." The manna was like coriander seed and had the appearance of bdellium. The people went round gathering it and ground it in a mill or crushed it with a pestle. It was then cooked in a pot and made into pancakes. It tasted like cake made with oil. When the dew fell on the camp at nighttime, the manna fell with it. Moses heard the people wailing, every family at the door of its tent. The anger of the Lord flared out, and Moses greatly worried over this, and he spoke to the Lord. "Why do you treat your servant so badly? Why have I not found favor with you, so that you load me, the weight of all this nation onto me? Was it I who conceived all this people? Was it I who gave them birth, that you should say to me, 'Carry them in your bosom, like a nurse with a baby at the breast, to the land that I swore to give to their fathers'? Where am I to find meat to give to all this people when they come worrying me so tearfully and say, 'Give us meat to eat'? I am not able to carry this nation by myself alone. The weight is too much for me. If this is how you want to deal with me, I would rather you killed me. If only I had found favor in your eyes and not lived to see such misery as this." The word of the Lord. Ring out your joy to God our strength. My people did not heed my voice, and Israel would not obey. So I left them in their stubbornness of heart to follow their own designs. Oh, that my people would heed me, that Israel would walk in my ways. At once I would subdue their foes, turn my hand against their enemies. The Lord's enemies would cringe at their feet, and their subjection would last forever. But Israel I would feed with the finest wheat and fill them with honey from the rock.
The Lord be with you. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Matthew. Glory to you, O Lord. When Jesus received the news of John the Baptist's death, he withdrew by a boat to a lonely place where they could be by themselves. But the people heard of this, and leaving the towns, went after him on foot. So as he stepped ashore, he saw a large crowd, and he took pity on them and healed their sick. When evening came, the disciples went to him, said, "This is a lonely place, and the time has slipped by. So send the people away, and they can go to the villages to buy themselves some food." Jesus replied, "There is no need for them to go. Give them something to eat yourselves." But they answered, "All we have with us is 5 loaves and 2 fish. "Bring them here to me," he said. He gave orders that the people were to sit down on the grass. Then he took the 5 loaves and the 2 fish, raised his eyes to heaven, and said the blessing. And breaking the loaves, he handed them to his disciples, who gave them to the crowds. They all ate as much as they wanted, and they collected the scraps remaining, 12 baskets full. Those who ate numbered about 5,000 men, to say nothing of women and children. The Gospel of the Lord. Praise to you, Lord Jesus Christ. I think if we think that moaning and complaining about things is new, it isn't. There it is, right there, 3,000 years ago and more in the Old Testament, the people moaning. But the point of it in the Scriptures is they're moaning at the Lord, and yet they are being fed. The Lord continues to be good to them. He'd fed them with manna, he kept leading them in the right way, but they were still moaning and always looking back, you know, moaning when they were in Egypt, and then when they moved on a bit, then looking back to Egypt. Well, it was better there than it is now. And you know, that's a sort of part of the human condition. And we can be all part of that, of course we can. Which is why we get the readings, because that helps us to see that the Lord is always with us. The Lord is always feeding and nourishing us. And our response should be, ring out our joy to God our strength.